Shir Dalad Tuesday, Parshas Bahar.
What's today's day?
Chesir. Ches. Alright, yeah. Tesir, May 14th,
2019. Rabbi said, we're about to embark on the Gemara. Warned off Beis Amid Aleph. Says Tnan Hassam, Mavoy Shugavaya Me Esrim Ama Yemayet. Rabbi Huda Amar Enatzar. Maishna Gabi Sukha Diktani Psula. Maishna Gabi Mavi Diktani Takanta. This is the Gemara's question. Now, it's a very interesting question the Gemara is asking because our Sugya is similar. Sukha Shigavaya Lamaila Mesrim Ama Psula. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. It's just in our Mishnah it says Sukkah Shigavaya Lemaila Me'asrim Amma. Over there it says Sukkah Shigavaya Me'asrim Amma. So there's another question we could ask. Ma'ishna Gabay Sukkah Diktani Lemaila. Ma'ishna Gabay Mavi Deliktani Lemaila. So the first thing is that it's very possible that it does say Lamaila. If you look in the side of the Gemara, those of us that have these fancy Gemaras, and they bring that there's actually a girsa that says Lamaila. Tzarech Loimar Lamaila Me'asrim in the Mesoris Hashas. Mesoris Hashas brings that. Could be even in the non-fancy Gemaras. If there's so then maybe it would mamish be identical. Sukkah and Mavi, they both say the same exact words. And the only difference is that by Sukkah, the Psak is Psula. By Mavi, the Psak is Tatkanta. That's the Gemara's question. However, the Ritva, we gave out the Ritva, I believe, on yesterday. The Ritva says a different, he doesn't have the Girsa of Mavu is Lamaila. And the Ritva explains for the following reasons. Is the Ritva, because I've just paraphrased the Ritva. It says Mavui Shehi Gavoya Me'asrim Amma. We'll see in Rashi exactly what we're talking about. But the discussion is the height of the lechi of the within a mavui. We'll see Rashi. Rashi says you make a lechi or a kaira. I'm sorry, the height of the kaira. That there are things that you put. A mavui is the alleyway. The cul-de-sac or the alleyway, that's the mavoi. The koira and the lechi are the things you put in order to make your mavoi a place you can carry. But you can't say, mavoi shehi gavoya lemaila me'esrim amma. Sukkah is above the 20 of the chalal. It's above the 20. What does that mean? So we saw the Ran says, the schach is above 20. But the Mavui is not above 20. The Mavui is 20 high. What's above 20? Maybe. Your Kaira is above 20, but not your Mavui. Your Mavui is the cul-de-sac, is the thing you're in. Your Sukkah, says the Ran, what's really the Sukkah? What's the defining quality of the Sukkah? The Schach. So your Schach can be above 20. But your Mavui isn't above 20. If you would say your Mavui is above 20, what would that imply? It's like your mavi is on a roof. Not that it's elevated above. It's above 20. My mavi is not on a roof. My mavi is on the ground. It's 20 high. It's more than 20 high, but it's not above 20. My schach is above 20. If it would say my koira, I would agree. If it would say that my cross beam is above 20, but it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says mavi shehi gavoya me'asrim amma.
Even without
Gabriel, does that make sense? Yeah.
Even without the word Lamaila, I'm saying the word Mavoi is clearly being used very loosely over here.
Oh, so the Shaila is there a lumdus that's being said over here as to why by Sukkah we're talking about the Schach and by the Mavoi we don't. Why don't we say Koira Shigavaya Me'asrim Amma? What is there something to be learnt from this description or not? Yeah.
The discussion by a mavoi is whether you can carry or not, right?
Correct.
We're asking how to build a mavoi, we don't care about that. The whole thing is how to carry in the
mavoi. Correct.
And the whole and what makes what allows you to carry in a mavoi? This
the kaira.
This kaira, right?
Right.
So we're not asking how to build a mavoi, we're asking how to build a, how to carry in a mavoi. So we say build it from 20, so this answer doesn't really answer that. Are we saying that by Slach?
Saying the language, for some reason, that the Mishnah chooses to use does not discuss the thing you're putting up to make you carry. It's talking about the mavoi. Is this, the mavoi means the cul-de-sac. Is this cul-de-sac above 20 amas? No, it's 20 amas tall. Above 20, like a bird is above 20. A roof is above 20. That's something that's sitting above. This mavoi is not above 20. It's 20 amas tall. So therefore, it can't say above. Why are we discussing the mavoi and not the koyer is a good question. That's what Chesky's like. Well, obviously we mean to speak about the koyer, but that's what they're interested in. What? What'd you say?
They're also talking about the
sukkah. Yes, so the Ran makes a point of saying the ikur of the sukkah is the schach. So when we say sukkah shigavoya lamayla, we mean the schach shigavoya. And the schach is the sukkah. That's ki'ilu, that, but the mavoi is not, the koira is not the mavoi. The mavoi is the moira, is the mavoi. The koira is not the mavoi, the schach is the sukkah.
So according to Rava's psha, we don't even care about that the schach is that high. We're talking about that the structure is taller than 20 amas. We're talking about the structure. Right, we're talking about a structure that's...
Okay, well, you're talking because Dearest Kfan, Dearest Ari? So we'll have to get there. We'll see that it is the schach. Somehow it is the schach. We'll have to see how exactly it's a shir in the schach, but it's going to be a shir in the schach. It has to be, or else you're going to have that problem. So we'll see when we get there. Hold that question. Okay, let's see mavoi. We jumped in a little bit without seeing mavoi, really. Let's see what Rashi says is mavoi. Rashi says, mavoi shigavoya, mavoi shu sasum me shalosh tzadim. It's closed off on three sides. It's a dead end. It's an alley. It's a cul-de-sac. V'roisha pesuch l'rishus harabim. V'chatzeirois psuchos loy. And there are all different types of courtyards that are opened into this alley. And people are going from their chatzer to Rishus HaRabim. This cul-de-sac is like, it's almost like it's a private domain for the people in the chatzer. Still, the Chacham said, you're not allowed to carry from one domain to the other, from one chatzer into the other chatzer, through the mavoi. Beloy Eruv. Every chatzer is its own Rishus. V'amavi Rishus L'kulam. So what do you need to do? Every chatzer is its own rishus. The mavi in the middle is rishus for everyone. What do you need to do? Says Rashi, "V'tzrichu boy shintuf lehishtatef kol chatzeros bepas oy biyayin ulaniach hashintuf ba'achas min chatzeros." First of all, you need to make some sort of partnership. You have to bring everyone together with either pas, yayin, and place that shittuf in one of the chatzerus. Ulufi she'en lo mechitzer avias v'karavu liyo izdaim l'shus harabim hitzrichu heke b'roi sh'apasuch l'shus harabim olechi zokuf oikaira mikoisa l'koisel. So I think from Rashi, he's saying there's two different things you need. One thing is you need a shittuf. Shittuf is, you need to unify us. You unify us by putting either bread or wine that belongs to all of us into one chatzir, which basically unifies us. We're all breaking bread together. We're all drinking wine. That's one of the things that like unites people. That'll bring us together. So now we're all together. That's not enough. But because this is open directly to Rishus HaRabim, and it's flush, and people would think that they might end up walking straight into Rishus HaRabim, therefore, it's strichu heker b'roishoi ha-pasuch Rishus HaRabim oy lechi zokuf oy koira mekoisa lekoisa v'im gavoya ha-koira me'esrim ama yimayim. If the koira is too high, you have to lower it. So it comes out, according to what I'm seeing in Rashi, I think I'm reading Rashi right, there's two components you need in order to make this work. What are the two components?
You need a mixin that makes all you guys have like an ownership in the mavoi, and you need a separation between this and Rishus HaRabim.
Okay. You need an eruv or shituf, and you need a heker.
Is that true? To go from chatzer to the mavoi, you need a shituf? Because both of them are at a specific person's...
Chatzer belongs to the b'nei Rishus, the b'nei chatzer. And this is like Rishus HaRabim belongs to all of us. You went from one Rishus to another. In order to step into the mavoi with something, where you're going from a Rishus that's united, because everyone in the chatzur is together, to a Rishus that's not united, you need some sort of shituf. So we'll have to unite all of us. And you need that, you need to. I'm wondering, which one would you say is more important? I don't know, they're both important. But which one would you say is the more...
Kfir Rebbe saying the Shita?
The second one.
Yeah, Rebbe saying the Kfir is only there so people don't walk out. Well, obviously, we need something here first before we walk out.
It could be. I hear what Ari is saying. We're going to leave it open for a second.
If my chatzar and your chatzar are going into the same mavoi, but etzem, we have some kind of shittuf over here. Maybe it's not enough for the rabbanon, but it's we both. This is our shared property.
Right.
There is some kind of shittuf over here, but the hecker I think is more important.
Okay. So I'm going to clear that shaila. I'm going to leave that on hold for a second. Or maybe it's listen. It's two components. Which one's more important, the peanut butter or the jelly? So I don't want to get in that machlekes right now. It's going to cause too much tension. But I would say there's not one. There's two things: you need peanut butter and jelly. On jelly, say it's nishkin peanut butter and jelly. On peanut butter, it's also you need both. Or maybe no. There's the ikur and then there's the tafel. It depends. Like if you have pastrami and mustard. It's not the mustard. It's the pastrami. The mustard is just there to enhance the pastrami. So yesh lachkor. If you say that one of them is just there to be ma'afsher the other, or maybe these are two components. I guess we'll have to see. Akoponim, you have a mavui. Shugavoy lamaylam esrim ama, which means your koira is too high. It says yamayim. The Gemara asks, what's the difference? What's the difference? So what Rashi says, what's the question? Says Rashi... Or, I'm sorry, it says Rashi, what does it mean, Yumayit? Yashpil. Yashpil means lower it.
Why doesn't Rashi say
Lamaila
when
it says
Kurt?
Say
Lamaila? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Says,
I don't know if Rashi has to do that. Yeah, I'm not sure if he has to do that. Yumayit means Yashpil. What does Yashpil mean? Lower. Can you literally translate Yumayit for me?
Make it small.
Small. Shrink. Minimize. So the Rishonim, the Ritva says, you don't have to lower the Kaira. You could do something else. Raise the ground. Elevate the ground. Yumayit just means shrink. So there's two different ways of shrinking this distance. You could shrink it from the top, or you could shrink it from the bottom. Shrink! How do I shrink it? Now, I don't know if the Ritva means you could just put like a few feet of like a slab of concrete, or you have to lower the entire mavoi. I'm not sure. I don't know how much of the mavoi you have to lower because... What? You have a clay already.
No, but would you need it then? Because it doesn't open. Is it considered opening it to Drusarabi?
Yeah, you have a little step. You had a step. Step doesn't have a din hekker. The Chacham didn't say you could use a step as a hekker. Either a lechi or a koira. So now, can I just put like a little step there? Well, I'll tell you what my problem with that is. Because when does a person see his koira? When he's standing directly above it? Beneath it, I mean?
Before he walks through it.
So maybe you should have to elevate it like 10 feet before. I don't know how much, 4 amas before. I don't know how much you have to elevate. But to me it sounds counterintuitive that you just make a little step. Like right here, I'm not going like this to see my koira. Right? That's not what's happening. I'm seeing it when I'm walking forward. I see it, it's going to stop me. So maybe 4 amas, I don't know. I'm not sure. But that's what the Ritva says. You do either one. Rashi says Yashpil. Maybe it's Lapdavka. Rashi means, what?
Maybe the random step in the middle of nowhere.
Maybe that would be good enough, a random step, because I step up, then it'll be within vision. I don't know. But Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi doesn't go there. Rashi just says Yashpil.
It's easy to answer.
Well, I would say like this, maybe. I would say if you're talking about the Mavoi, as is the language of the Mishnah, Mavi Shigavoya, so you could technically lower the bottom. But if we understood you're talking about the Koira, if we're talking about the Koira, the beam, you can't say, what would you say, a beam that's too high. What would you say to do?
Lower.
You can't say a beam that's too high, fill up the bottom, because you're talking about the beam. If you're talking about the mavoi is too tall, that's the way the Ritva learned. Remember, the Ritva says the mavoi is too tall, therefore the Ritva himself, okay, so just shrink the mavoi. How do you shrink it? From the top or from the bottom? You're shrinking the mavoi. But the way that others wanted, I think it was Chesky, that said that, but we're really talking about the Koira here. If we're really talking about the Koira, then we shouldn't say necessarily, and we have a different Girsa in the Mishnah, forget that it's Gadishin Lamaila. If it's Lamaila, we're talking about the Koira. If we're talking about the Koira, then Yemaya, it just means lower the Koira. And then we say, lower. So it really might depend how you're reading the Mishnah, like this Ritva or not like the Ritva.
But it doesn't have to be that simplistic, because Rashi sort of could be just taking on that Yema means make it smaller, not lower.
Right. So why does Rashi say Yashpil?
Yeah, because
it's
smaller, it's the wrong thing.
Well, no, it's not.
Make it lower.
Not lower, shrink. It doesn't mean shrink it, either from the top or the bottom. The Ritva says, it's lav dafko yashpil, be emited from the top or from the bottom. You think Rashi means to make it thinner?
Rashi says, well, Yemat means to make it smaller. If it's too high, make it smaller. Smaller is the wrong thing.
Yeah, okay. I think you have to be really talented to think that you have to shrink the Mavoi this way. If it says, Gmoishi gavoya lamailam esramam. Listen. Mavoishi gavoya lamailam esramam. Yemayat means shrink it. Obviously, it means shrink it from the 20. Shrink it from the top or shrink it from the bottom.
The second part of that Mishnah is if it's too wide, shrink it. And they think it's the same thing.
Why would you think that you're talking about height that you shrink it this way?
Translation. Make it smaller, not lower.
What? So Rashi should say, you might mi goiva. You might it from its height. You might it from its height, either from the top or from the bottom. Why does Rashi say lower? Rashi says lower. It's not lower. You can raise the bottom. Why lower? Shrink it. Mi goiva. From its height. Rashi sounds like he's saying you lower it. Why is Rashi saying lower it? Not because I don't know if you have to lower it, or because Rashi is saying if you're talking about the Kaira, so then lower the Kaira. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the Mavoi. If we're talking about the Mavoi, again, there's different girsas in the Mishnah. If we're talking about the Mavoi or the Kaira, Ken Zion, it seems like.
Also, if I understand correctly, like my sukkah, you can't just fill it up. You have to actually lower the schach, right? My sukkah, because you can't make.
We're going to see that.
I'm saying it's just like making a
sukkah. We're going to see that. Then maybe you're going to get back to that. We're going to see that. Okay. What's the Gemara's question, my friends? Maishno gavai mavoi diktoni takanta, maishno gavai sukkah diktoni psula. What's the Gemara's question? I can understand that on the surface in one of two very simple ways. Either the Gemara prefers a lashon of psula, and the Gemara would rather it say pasul also by mavut, or the Gemara prefers the lashon of takanta, and then the Gemara would rather we say takanta by sukkah. Which way are we going? The Gemara doesn't really tell us mefurish, but there are rishonim. We gave out today chedushei ha'ra'ah, and the ra'ah says explicitly what the Gemara's question was. Says the ra'ah, ma'ishna gabi sukkah diktani psula. Says the ra'ah. Umaishno gabe move diktoni takanta. Yemayit. Viloi mitame. Amayloi toni gabe move puzzle. The Gemara is not asking that it should say by move puzzle. That's not the Gemara's question. Dehasam loy shayach be puzzle. Demay psul ika be movoi. Im eino kuroi asur lahaitzi or the tatel besoichai. I will puzzle loy shayach bay. It's not shayach aloshen of puzzle by mother. We'll get back to it in a second. Elohachi comes is what the Gemara means to ask. Amai loy toni gabe sukkah yemayit. The listening gabe takan, nami takan to be sukkah, ki heche de toni gabe mavoi. The Ra'ah says the Gemara's question is clearly that we should have said takanta by sukkah. Why couldn't the Gemara's question have been that you should have said puzzle by mavoi? Because you can't say the word puzzle by mavoi. It's not puzzle. Let's say you have a Rishus Arabim that doesn't have an Eruv. Is that puzzle? It's usher to carry there, but it's Rishus Arabim. So let's say I try to make a Rishus Arabim to Rishus Ayachad, I don't. Is it puzzle, or it's just not a Rishus Ayochid? You could say usser to carry there, maybe, but you can't say puzzle. There's nothing puzzle about it. Good. Very good. Hold on. Says the Ra'ah, it's not puzzle. Again, the Lashon. Hasam l'shach by puzzle. Demai psulika b'mavoyim enochoroi usser lahoitzi. O l'taltel. It's usser to carry, but it's not puzzle. Avo puzzle l'shach by. So therefore the Ra'ah says the Gemara's question must have been, you should have said takanta by sukkah. And you see that also in Rabbeinu Chananel, my friends. If you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, I like to show it to you on the page because we should have seen this ourselves. Everything on the page, you should see. Rabbeinu Chananel says it. He says, Maishna mavi on the side of the Gemara. Maishna mavi diktani takanta kilomer yemayet ze'agoiva Yoyred hakoyre lamata michav amav yaskin amav vehuchsher vegabi sukatani psula. Listening nami gabe sukoyim mayet. Says Rabbeinu Chanan, the Gemara's question was, my sukkah should also say Yoshua's Shemite. It doesn't say it the other way around. Oh, I have to see the teretz. Hold on. Let's see the teretz.
And according to the Rabbi Chanan, he wants by sukkah not to say psula?
That's what it seems like. Oh, you mean it says listen to Nami, but it means both of them? I don't know. I'm not sure. Why is Yemayet a better Lashon?
Than what? Than Pasol?
Than Pasol. Why is Yemayet a better Lashon?
It's a positive Lashon.
Positive Lashon, Naki. I don't think so. I think if you read the Ra'ah, he says something else. Read the Ra'ah. Why is Yemayet a better Lashon? My boy said, read the Ra'ah. Why is Yemayet a better Lashon? Let's see, this is for you. Why is Yemayet a better Lashon? Says the Ra'ah in the end, the very last line, V'lisni nami takanto b'sukkah, ki heichi detonig abay mavoi. I think that what the Ra'ah is saying is, it's not a better Lashon.
Because we say it by mavoi.
I say it by mavoi. So once you're saying it by mavoi,
say it also.
Say it by sukkah. Why don't I say puzzle by mavoi?
I'm not going
to
enter that.
You can't. So once I can't, I have to say. So once I'm committed to Yemayet over there, what should I say over here?
Yemayet.
That's it.
When he says listen now with the kanta, he means to say Yemayet.
Yeah. Look. What?
Why?
It's not like it's in the same. Why? Because we like keeping things in the same lashon.
Two different sugyos.
Don't make a difference. Language, we like to keep things. Languages, we like things to be fluid, smooth, consistent. It's better. We remember Mishlais Baal Peh, many of us. It's much easier for us to remember if you always use the same lashon. Back in the day, all the Mishnais were Baal Peh. Al Koponim, I think that's pshat in the Ra. I'm going to show you in Rashi, not like that. Then we'll get back to Chaim Zohar. I think that's what Gavriel was bothered by. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Let's see the Gemara's teretz. What does the Gemara answer? Yeah. It says the Gemara, Sukkah diraisa tani psula, mavi dirabanan tani takanta. What's the Gemara's teretz? Says Rashi. Ain't a tzorach v'hasim the first time. Sukkah diraisa says Rashi de esrim ama di lo yalfinon midyay raisa. The koydim shenishnas amishno nemra shiur v'sinai. Sukkah, which is diraisa, which means even before you wrote this mishnah, there was a shiur that was given at Sinai. Tani psula shayach lemisne be'loshin pasul kiloimer lenasis ketori kalocha. Pasul means you did it wrong. You could say that. Mavi, de kula midrabanan. De midiraisa sagila b'sholosh mechitzais. Ve'en etzarech l'korizu ela midrabanan. The whole thing is drabanan. Tani takanta. De lo yishayich lemisnei bei loshen psul. It's not shayich to write a loshen psul. De man paslei. Koidem shenishnis mishnezu. Hare hi tchilas hayrasu mitzvasai. Who pasled this before this mishnah came along? You can't tell someone it's pasled until you tell them you're not allowed to do it. You have to put up a kaira. Okay, if you did it, it's puzzle. Okay, that I understand. First do it, and if you don't, it's puzzle. But just say, you way you did it, it's puzzle. Did it. What are you talking about? I didn't know I had to do it. That's the way Rashi learns. Skumtachos. What's Rashi saying? Rashi is saying as follows. Klor, Rabbi said. Klor vi the tug. Does the word puzzle work for mavoi? In theory, just the word. Is there a problem with the word puzzle and mavoi? Or is just a problem with the chronology? Is a problem with the chronology or is the problem with the word? The problem is with the chronology. Don't say puzzle, you have to first tell me something wrong. But does the word puzzle work with a dirabanan? Yes. Does it work with this Dirabanan?
No.
Only because this is the first time you're introducing mavoi to me. But if I would have heard about mavoi yesterday, can I say puzzle today? Yes. Yes. This is clearly not like the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was saying to us, the word puzzle doesn't work. Because you don't, the mavi's not puzzle. What's puzzle over here? The mavi's not puzzle. The mavi's a shusarabim, but how do you say puzzle? Rashi clearly says you can say puzzle. So what's going to be pshat and Rashi? I'm going to say three terutzim pshat and Rashi. But is it clear, Rabbi, you said where we're at?
Where Rashi is not talking about it's the first time. It doesn't mention any first time. It's just saying the Rabbanon. You can't say because of the Rabbanon, because it's the Rabbanon.
He doesn't say that, though. But he does say that.
He doesn't say because it's the first
time. He does.
Where?
Tanita Kanta. This is the beginning. So you can't say puzzle if this is the beginning, but if it would be the end, you can say puzzle. Only because the second Rashi. He says, because this is the beginning, therefore I can't say puzzle. Man pasle koidem shenishne misnezu. Who passes it before this Mishnah? You can't just throw at me a puzzle in a Mishnah. First, tell me that is so. You can't say puzzle. That's what Rashi seems to say. And Rashi, so the chayritz of Rashi is Rashi in the Ra. The Ra is coming with ha'ara. The Ra says, how do you say puzzle and a mavu? What's puzzle? So I have three pshatim. Everybody say, either the pshat is that we would say perhaps this is Rashi somewhat lishitasai, which we were saying that you could learn when it says mavishi gomaya, what really are we talking about? The koira. The koira that you put up. It's not, if you're goris, mavishi gomaya lemaila master mama, we're not talking about the mavi, we're talking about the koira. So the koira that you put up is puzzle. The koira is puzzle. Because the kair is puzzle, therefore your mavoi is asur l'taltalbo. But I'm talking not about the mavoi, I'm talking about the kaira. One pshat. I think it's very gishmak. Another pshat you could say, Rabbi say, remember, we said there's two components. There's two components to the sukkah. There's the kaira, and then there's also the shituf. Maybe we mean puzzle, it means the shituf is puzzle. It's a similar type of teretz. The shituf is puzzle.
If it's two components, then you could say the kaira is also puzzle, wouldn't it be a problem?
Yeah,
if it's
yeah.
The kaira and the shituf, then a matter of either way, one might be puzzle.
No, because you made a shituf. I didn't put a kaira up. The kaira doesn't have a shem kaira or something. But there's a shituf here that's puzzle. I did a shituf, and my kaira is above 20, so then my shituf is not a good shituf. As a psul, my shituf.
Why can't they be totally separate? What does my kaira have to do?
That's going to depend if it's peanut butter and jelly or not, or how you look at it exactly. Yeah, that's going to depend on how you look at the relationship between these two things.
Why does shituf have anything to do with the height of them of the kaira?
Because the shituf, it needs a hacker. Is the pshat that it's not a shituf without a hacker, or so even though it is a shituf, still you need a hacker? That's the question of
what.
So maybe the Chachamim said you can't make a shituf without a kaira.
So what's imai mean?
That's the question. Like we started off, is these two different components, or is one of them? There's a whole shtikl Torah of Yeshaber. There's a whole raya in the Rambam. If they're one, if they're two, depends on how they're connected.
So what's imai mean?
Imai means imai at the kaira.
So it's not talking about the shituf.
No, if it would say puzzle, it would say that there's a psul in the shituf. But it doesn't say puzzle, but if it could say puzzle.
But Rashi says it can't say puzzle because we don't have that.
Right, in Achanami. But Etzim, you could say puzzle. Why could you say puzzle?
Puzzle would mean the shituf.
Yeah, puzzle would mean the shituf. Because the ikkar is the shituf.
What's the first teretz?
The first teretz says that puzzle means the lechi is puzzle. Because we're talking about the lechi. Talking about the lechi. What was the Razal problem? We're not saying the mavoi is not puzzle, it's just the mavoi is just a rabbim. Because the Ra is talking about the mavoi. But if we're not talking about the mavoi, we're talking about the lechi, I could say the lechi you put up was not good. It's not a good lechi, it's a puzzle lechi.
The Ra's word is that you're not trying to be a mitzvah with this.
That's not what the Ra says. You could say that. In the mavoi again, Gabriel, I could hear what you're saying. That's why I switched over to the eruv. But lemaisa, the Ra'az main problem is you're talking about a rishus. You can't say the rishus is puzzle. It's just a rishus aram. It's not a rishus ayachid. You tried to make a rishus aram. You didn't. It's a rishus ayachid. It did. It's a rishus aram. It's not puzzle. So where's the? If you're talking about the rishus, you can't use lashon puzzle. But if you switch the talk about the kaira, I can hear talking about there's a psul in the kaira. You don't like that either. So the psul might be in the eruv. There is an eruv here, and the eruv is messed up. I tried making an eruv. I have a psul in the eruv. Maybe a third pshat is. I want to keep going, Rabbi. Say hold that thought. Okay? If you look in Rashi, Rashi does kind of like redefine the word puzzle for us. He does that a little bit. I'm not sure what Rashi's doing there 100%. Rashi, when Rashi says Tani Psula, Shayach Levis Meiloshim Pasul, Kiloimar, Leinasis Kitoira Kalocha. I'm not sure what Rashi wants it. What is Rashi doing over there? This Rashi is bothering me. If I had Rashi in front of me, I would ask him, What are you doing? Kiloimar, Leinasis Kitoira Kalocha. I don't know.
He's almost making it like nicer for the Ra'ah. In a way, because he's saying, it's not, our whole question was, how could a mavoi be a puzzle?
Right.
Rashi's saying, lashon puzzle means you didn't do it correct.
Right, right.
And so then
but the Ra'ah doesn't take that. I was saying, in Rashi, maybe Rashi can say, it doesn't mean puzzle, like the word puzzle. You didn't do it right. That's all it means. You didn't do it right. So I could say, I'm obviously, I didn't do it right. I could hear that. There, I'm not sure. Maybe you put all these three together. A kitzer.
Rashi was bothered that you have a ticket. You could be mired anyway. So why? Say the word post, you could make it the matter master.
Right.
So why do you say the word post? Post means the
way it's now, it's right. So therefore,
it's something he was bonded for her, there's a ticket anyway. You could make the
you could make it a ticket.
Right. You could make it lower.
Right.
So what's called post? Post means Shabbos HaKayim.
No, it sounds like from, yeah. Oh, you're saying that it's that right, the puzzle sounds like it's impossible
it's
to
impossible
fix.
To fix. That's what you mean. I
hear. Could be. A kitzer.
Puzzle, then why does he use
puzzle jiraitz?
If so, because the sukkah is fixable.
That's his point. He's saying puzzle doesn't mean that it's not fixable. It just means the way it is, it's not.
Maybe
clear.
That's the Gemara's question. That why are we saying puzzle over here? We should really give a remedy. Well, how to fix the sukkah?
Yeah. So how does Rashi learn the Gemara's question? Let's get that. Listen, Rashi. How does Rashi learn the Gemara's question? Rashi seems to favor which lashon, puzzle or takanta? Which does Rashi favor?
Puzzle.
It's just, he has a problem. I can't say puzzle on a derabanan. I would love to say puzzle. So according to Rashi, what's the Gemara's question? It
why
seems like.
Why does
it say puzzle by Mavi? What's the answer?
Because
I can't. I would love to. I can't.
Don't check it's derabanan. Just say you can't.
Why not? Because it's derabanan. That's why you can't. Because it's derabanan. Koidim shenishna misnishna zu. Man pasle. Reil tchila sorosa mitzvasa. Therefore I can't. But I would much rather say a lashon of puzzle. Inami says the Gemara. Iba yiseima says the Gemara. Hold it. Just hold it. I'll be here tonight. Believe neither. Iba yiseima. Bidiraisa namik toni takanta. Iba yiseima. Maybe really by diraisa nami also we would say takanta. Musika, hold on. New sukkah nefisha mili pasuk v'tani psula. Mavidula fishmila tani takanta. Sukkah's got too many words. So it's so many words. So you know what? We might as well just use one word that's going to be the common denominator, which is puzzle. Mavi, it's not that many words. We could say takanta. Frekt Gavriel, what's your question?
According to Rashi, it doesn't make sense why it says.
In other words, like this, what you're saying is false. In the second teretz of the Gemara, what does it sound like? What's the preferred lashon? Takanta. It's just there's too much to say. I have to say this. I have to say that. We'll see Rashi. I have to say Yashba. I have to say Agbi. I have to say add another word. It's too much. I can't do it. I would love to say takanta, but I'll just say puzzle because it's just easier. But in a case when I have a choice of takanta or puzzle, which one would I choose? Takanta. And Rashi's own, the whole introduction of the Gemara is Ibai Seima Dray Tsunami Tani Takanta. It sounds like. What's going on? I thought Rashi said we'd prefer
psula.
So basically, I tell you what I think the teretz is. And I think it's klavi the tongue. Rashi learns the Gemara's question was not, why don't you say puzzle by both? And the Gemara's question was not, why don't you say takanta by both? The Gemara's question was, just be consistent. I don't care. Just be consistent. Tell me which one's better. But why are you once here, once there? And the Gemara gives two answers. And what are the two answers? The first answer is, which lashon is better? Puzzle is better. The second answer is, which lashon is better? Takanta is better. This is classic Rashi. The Gemara asks a question, it gives two answers. The answer is, each one is not just two answers. I could give a billion answers. No, each answer is giving me, if you like to say this way, we'll go this way. You want to go that way. You want psula? Maybe psula is better. Maybe takanta is better. So if psula is better, why over there doesn't say psula? You can't say psula. If takanta is better, why don't you say takanta? Right, so you can't say takanta. For whatever reason, that's exactly what the Gemara is doing.
It doesn't say why psula is better.
What?
It just said, shayach lemisnem.
And no, it's there. It's shayach, but over here it's not shayach. If it's shayach, you say it. If it's that's what it means. It's shayach. Therefore, the Gemara's first teretz is I'd much rather puzzle. Puzzle better lashon.
Why? Why?
So there'll be discussions as to why. There'll be different. Well, other Rishonim will say, the first teretz is pasul. We'd rather say pasul everywhere. This is by Durabana. We can't say pasul. So we can't say pasul. We don't. Second teretz is we'd rather say takanta everywhere. It's just over here. It's nefisha mili. We can't. So that's the Gemara is doing. It's going on both ways, either like this or like that. And according to Rashi, Gemara's question was choose, and I'll prove it to you in Tosfos. I'll prove it to you in Tosfos. Let's see Tosfos, my friends. Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Sukkah, Maishno, Gabi Sukkah, the honey psula, Maishno, Gabi, Mavi, the honey takanta. Hadaloi parach, Maishno, Gabi hatas, Diktani psula. Why don't we ask the question, by hadas, Diktani psula, vitakanta? Titanan, the peric lula, Vagosel, Oishoy, Anov, remove me, Olav, Pasel. Vimiyatan kosher. Over there it says psula and takanta. Why don't we ask him over there? Why are we only asking for mavoi? We should ask him over there. Deloy parach elam isuka umavoi shedinam shava linyan goiva vishina lashan mishnase. We're only asking from suka and mavoi that they have the same din. Binyan goiva, they're both lamayla master mama vishina lashan mishnase. What does that mean? Why are we only asking? Because they are similar dinim. Tell me which lashon is better. If you'd rather takanta, so then you should have a kasha from hadas. You'd rather a pasul, you have a why only if they're... Because what is Tosfos saying? What's the aimik of Tosfos? Why are we only asking if they're similar? Because the Gemara's question is simply, why are you differentiating? It's the same Mishnah. The same thing. Why is one takanta, the other psula? Which one's better? I'm not asking better. I'm just asking why is the discrepancy? If I was asking better, I'd have a kasha from Arava. But it's not asking better. Gemara's question is just, look, these two Mishnahs look like exactly identical. Why do you have to confuse them? Why do you have to change the lashon? It's not. What's the reason for that? That's exactly the... So they said, therefore there's no kasha from Arava. Because I don't have a better lashon than a worse lashon.
In the beginning of Kedushin, we had the same idea. No, with Rashi, with the question of the second parak, why it's different lashon.
Yes, yes, we had the same thing over there. Yeah. Maishnach and Tanisha Nikdis, Maishnach and Tanisha Makadish. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see Tosfos' second teretz va'oid. Digabe hadas itzrich lemisni takanta. The sakha daita amina kivin shegod lo bepsul su las le takanta. By hadas, I had to say takanta. I had no choice but to say takanta. By sukkah, I don't have to say takanta. By hadas, I need to say takanta because I would have thought if it grew wrong, so then I could never fix it. It's beyond hope. Because it just grew, it's the wrong thing. It's not supposed to grow with that many berries. Maybe this is the wrong type of hadas. Therefore, I have to tell me takanta. Okay, but that's fine. I have to say takanta, but...
Here it seems like we prefer just psul. I mean, we prefer if it would just say psul. We have to say the takana because over there, if we wouldn't have said the takana, we wouldn't have known that there was a takana.
So it's definitely not telling us that we'd prefer to say takanta.
Right.
Right? It's for sure not saying that. That we prefer to say takanta, because you have to say takanta, okay, but why are we here to say takanta? Because that was never the question. The question was, why is there a discrepancy? The answer is, I'll tell you why there's a discrepancy. Because over there we have to say takanta. By sukkah you don't have to say takanta. So by sukkah we say pasul, and there you say pasul. But over there we have to add takanta.
So why don't we just add takanta here too? Now that it says takanta there, add takanta here.
Because we don't need to add takanta. That's not a question. We don't say more. You know, more is not a question. More is never a question. Add extra words is never a question. Even for fluid, we're not adding extra words. We're going to be as short as possible. Okay.
Also, the second answer of the Gemara.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be good because there's many different cases in our Mishnah. If we just say psula, it wouldn't cover all of them. It says psula twice. It says
It's interesting. If you look in the Rashi and Erevin, he only speaks about the second half of the Mishnah. But it seems like we want the whole Mishnah to work together. Also, we want fluid in this Mishnah also. You can't start with takanta and then switch to psula in the middle.
But the second answer is that you can't just cover everything with one. Or
you can cover with two.
Regardless, you're not covering it with
one. Yeah, but you cover with two instead of ten.
Yeah, but you cover the first part. But you don't want to switch from takanta to psula.
Right. Correct. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, there's...
So, what's the pshat? There is a nami tani takant. What's the pshat?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Now we're saying that really maybe takanta is a better lashon. It's not true.
Saying what? Like,
yeah, the Gemara. Maybe takanta. Maybe you could say takanta by. But maybe we'd prefer to say takanta by the rice also.
We know you could.
Right.
But
We prefer it. It's a better lashon, and we'd always rather say takanta. But over here we can't. What's the reason? We have to see the rishon.
It's better takanta.
Yeah, yeah.
If I say manami, yeah. I know.
Yeah, that it's better. Yeah, tani takanta means that that's the normal thing to do. Everybody said there's something that's bothering me here. I'd like to share it with you. It's in the Maram Rutenberg. Before we go to the next Tosfos, I want you to help me out in the Maram Rutenberg. The Maram Rutenberg, you're talking about one of the early Achroinim, late Rishonim, like in that Tkufa. You're talking about something we have to take very seriously. This is a serious source. Look what the Maram Rutenberg says. He asks a Shaila that has nothing to do with our Sugya, but somehow he brings a Raya from our Sugya. I want you to help me out. It's in the Maram Akomis we gave out on Sunday. The Maila me Esrim Ama Psula. Says the Maram Rutenberg, Sukkah tachas hagag. Yes, a person digs a sukkah. You have it? Yesterday's Maram Koymus. Sukkah tachas hagag. If someone has sitting next to you, if you could just share. Gabriel, you have one? Want to share with Yosef Svi? You have to see this inside because it's like mamish. It's like a pella. It's a medrash plia. Sukkah tachas hagag. Oimrim ha'olam she'asu lasos koydim she'aser hagag me'aleh. Let's say a person is making a sukkah underneath a roof. A person has a shlak, something that a retractable roof. So can he build his sukkah while the roof is in place, and then afterwards retract the roof?
Build the schach also?
Put the schach on, make the whole sukkah, and afterwards, this shaila is halacha lemaisa in the Waldorf. The Waldorf has a sukkah, which they're putting inside of a building. There's a roof there. Do they have to first remove the roof before they put on the schach? And someone would have to watch, and if they don't, then the sukkah is pasul.
You can just move the schach.
Yeah, it's very hard to move the schach on the Waldorf. It's very, very high. I mean, in theory, yeah, but I'm just saying, if whoever put up the schach, let's say the day to put up the schach, they want, you know, the workers are putting up the schach and it's raining, they leave the roof on, they put up the schach, the sukkah is pasul, everyone's sitting in pasul sukkah. Maybe the sukkah is pasul. Why would it be pasul? The roof's off. Now, there's no roof. And I'm sitting on the schach. Why? Says the Rambam. Mishum taseh v'loy min ha'asui. The halacha of a sukkah is you have to put the schach onto something that is ready to be a schach, and when you put it on, it becomes a sukkah. Not the other way around. And let's say I have schach, like a huge pile of schach. Can I dig out of the, make an area where I can live in and leave the schach in place? No. Taseh v'loy min ha'asui. I have to build a sukkah. So over here also, if I'm putting a schach on and it's not kosher, only afterwards I'm removing the roof. Am I okay? Maybe not. Maybe when I put the schach on, it was pasul. It's tasev alom mina asoy. It's not good. Maybe not. Ve'rav Elchanan pirish didavka gabe sukkah yishana shayach lomer tasev alom mina asoy. Avol bekiyai gav neloy. This is fine, says the Rav Elchanan. Whoever Rabbi Chana, whoever this is, it's not Rabbi Chana Vassaman, it's way before Rabbi Chana. Veharaya meha de omor, suko shigavoya la maila me esrim ama yimayet. Dehainu ki ay gavna, lo yamrina, la salaka schach va suko, konim shiyasi ama gag me la maila. That's like it says in the Mishnah, suko shigavoya la maila me esrim ama yimayet. Medrash Pliya. What does he say? I have two questions. First of all, it doesn't say in the Mishnah you might. First of all, then let me finish. Thank you.
Even if it did.
It doesn't say you might, first of all. And even if it did, what does that have to do with anything? What shaykhis? What do you bring from our Mishnah? This is a Medrash Pliya.
If there is like this of skach.
Hold on, let's start with the first question. It doesn't say you might in the Mishnah. It's a sukshik ma'am ma'am psula doesn't say you might. What?
He's asking on Rashi.
What do you mean asking on Rashi?
Rashi said you might.
What do you mean Rashi said you might?
Said.
What do you mean? No, it's what Rashi means to say is as follows. The Gemara asked the question, Maishna hacha maishna asam, which means the Gemara is willing to entertain, it should say you might by sukkah. So in a chanayim, the Mishnah doesn't say it, but the Gemara ponders. That means the Gemara was tolerant of a lashon you might. So therefore, if it would have said Yemayit, could we have been dealt with that? Would we have been okay with that? Yes. Oh, so it's as if it's, so let's imagine it said Yemayit. Okay, that's the first question. Fine. So now it says Yemayit. So what? What does that have to do with our question? What does Yemite have to do with our question? Says Gabriel, hold on. Says Gabriel, because he was chomping before. What were you saying?
Yemite, it's like taking a little bit of skach. And then the skach is going to be funny. Like, let's say...
Take off the top?
The top, yeah. I have a skach, like a heavy,
thick.
Yeah,
then it's okay. It's not a problem. No, we start in the beginning of this man. Chalal sukkah tanan. As long as any of your sukkah is within 20, you're okay. Taking off, you don't have to take off the top. It has to be that the bottom of your schach is above 20.
So what's yemai?
That's my question.
No, what's yemai in the Gemara? Not
okay, what's yemai in the Gemara? Oh, good. So what's yemai in the Gemara? How did you understand yemai? How did you understand yemai in the Gemara? Before the answer, how did you understand what the Gemara means yemai?
I understood like Rashi. Yeah.
Lower?
Lower the what?
Lower the what? Lower the schach.
Right, that's not how he understands.
Lower the schach. So that means that take your schach and lower it. It doesn't mean take off the top. It means lower your schach. You're going to have to readjust. I don't know what you're going to do. You have to put on new brackets and new things. Lower your schach. So what does that have to do with anything?
Meaning it's already in place. So you basically imagine that it was on some sort of thing that you're able to just lower it. You lower it.
But lower it means that you're moving to another place. That's,
no, but you're not removing it and repositioning.
That's called removing and repositioning. Even if I would have a way of if it was a hydraulic and I would be able to lower it, that's repositioning. That's called lowering. That's called repositioning. What's the problem? What shaykhis? Shaykhis what? So the Achadayim is saying maybe he understands Yemite as meaning something else. What does Yemite mean?
It means not like Rashi. It's a machlok as a Rashi.
It means fill up the bottom.
It means just make it smaller space.
Make it fill up the bottom, it means. He's learning Yemite means just shrink. Shrink, not Yashpil.
That's Min HaAsoi, and then he can bring him.
And then you have a sukkah above 20. Did you move your schach to make it kosher?
No.
No, what'd you do? You just lifted the floor. Tasev Elo Min HaAsoi. What do I see? Tassavalomina is not a problem. That's his raya. That's something also. It's a medrash plia because he doesn't. It's like this, but it's very creative, my friends. You know them as being creative. I think that's the pshat. And he learns yemayet means shrink, make it smaller, not yashpil. Oh, I have to deal with karmic ksusis. How do you deal with karmic ksusis? There's a whole gemara about this. How does karmic ksusis work? Is that a problem of tasav lo menaseh? Akoponim, if you want to argue with this, because we said there are people ha'oilam oimrim. There's oilam ha'oimrim that it's usur. They could say one of two things. Either they'll say you got the wrong shot in sukkah. Sukkah doesn't mean fill it in on the bottom. What does it mean? Yemayit, lower the schach. And in Hanam, you can't do it. Or you have to say that the two sugyas are... Well, hold on a second. You're talking about putting a roof, retractable roof. That is one type of psul. This is another type of psul. A sukkah that's above 20, is it a sukkah?
Yeah.
We're going to assume for a moment. Yeah, it's a sukkah. Maybe it's a sukkah. It's a sukkah. It's just above 20. So I have to fix it. I'll make fixes. But a sukkah that's inside of a house, maybe that's not even a sukkah. I didn't even make a sukkah. It's in a house. I didn't do anything. If there's another roof on top, it's not called a sukkah. So if I afterwards retract something to make it a sukkah, it's not good. Mechalik between the two cases. He's saying that I see from over there, I don't have to touch the schach. Maybe you don't have to touch the schach. When you put the schach in, it's schach. At least it's something that's giving protection, maybe from too high up, but it's protection. Okay, I fix it on the bottom. In order to make that, this schach will be good. But at least it's a schach. At least it's a sukkah. But you're putting it in a house, maybe it's not even a sukkah. I don't know. But Kenzan, that's going to be pshat over here in the Rami Rutenberg. We'll have to see when we get to the sugi of Karmen Ksosis. There's a whole sugi about lifting the bottom. Al Koponim, Rabbi Isai. We have to see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Midirais Tani Psula is a different pshat than Rashi. And he says it's a different pshat than Rashi. He says, Tosfos, the Ihav Tani Yemayit, Chayshinon, Dilma Toy Inish, Loimer Yemayit Lechatchila. Ubidiyevet Ksheira. He says, Tosfos, if it would have said Yemayit, I would have thought that means that it's better to be memayit. It's like a suggestion. Lower it if you get around to it. But the evet ksheva. V'diktek bilashoina dilmas l'day isur diraisa. We have to be very careful because we're afraid you're going to come to an isur diraisa. So therefore we have to be very, very clear. What's clear?
Puzzle.
Time psula. Afagav d'loy havi lishna ma'alia. kama yamayit. It's not such a refined way of speaking. Saying the word pasul, pasul is a, it's harsh, it's negative. You like to think, like to speak in a more positive, uplifting. Avol, b'mavoy, dirabanon, oichayish. V'toni yamayit, shu loshna ma'aliyo, kedil ashkechon b'reish psachem. Shikim akasav, kama oisya, shalo hoitzi davar maguna mipiv. The kuntris loy pirish came. That's not Rashi's pshat. This is not Rashi's pshat. What's his pshat? His pshat is, listen, I would really rather use a lashon of yamayit. Why would I rather use a lashon of yamayit?
It's nicer.
It's a nicer lashon. What did Rashi say we'd rather use a lashon of?
Puzzle.
This is like going a different direction. I'd rather use a lashon of yamayit because it's a more refined way of speaking. But when it comes to a diaraisa, no games. We're not playing games with a diaraisa. And if it's not 100% clear, I'm going to have to say it very grub. I'm saying it grub. You got to get the... I want you to get the point. It is puzzle. Midrabanan lachayish. We're not worried about it. Why am I not worried about it? Why is it midrabanan lachayish? The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, midrabanan leka lamechash. There's nothing to worry about. Leka lamechash? Why? What do you mean? It's midrabanan. What does that mean? But why leka lamechesh? You don't have to worry about a drabbana. Well, it's like it's only the rabbis. These the rabbis writing this. Don't forget, they're not gonna like. What does it mean? Leka lamechesh. Why is leka lamechesh on the drabbana?
It's a
better lashon
takan.
What?
It's a better lashon takan, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah, but it could bring
a
mistake.
We're gonna make a mistake.
Yeah, but
if
you like
to come,
in order to,
why not? What about the mistake? What about being, he's going to be over on a Durabanan? Rachmana de al makula.
The whole point of the Durabanan is to be like a protection, to make sure you're not over it's Durais on Shabbos.
Therefore what?
So we're not going to make a protection on a protection.
It's not a protection on a protection, it's your protection. You have to make sure to fulfill that protection. If you don't fulfill it, you'll be over there.
Yeah, but we're gonna make two steps ahead.
You're gonna be
over on the Durabanan. If a person carries in a mavoy, is he going to get? Is he gonna get punished in Gehenna?
Just in a mavoy.
In a mavoy.
Yeah. No, I don't think.
No. Yeah.
Just in the
Mavoy
itself?
Just in the Mavoy,
if
there's no Erev?
Does it depend on
that transfer, no?
Whatever it is, kosher.
If a person eats chicken and cheese,
he'll probably burn in Gehenna.
He is going to burn in Gehenna. He'll burn maybe not like a Diraisa, but he'll burn in Gehenna. So what is this? Says the Bnei Chayil, or Moshe Finkel, he brings a Nesivus, a Paladik Azach. The Nesivus says, and we have to understand the longest of the Nesivus. Says the Nesivus says if a person is over a Durabanan b'shoigeg, ain't tzarech kapar. If you're over a Duraisa b'shoigeg, tzarech kapar. If you're over a Durabanan b'shoigeg, ain't tzarech kapar. I have to understand why. But so if a person was over a Durabanan by accident, because he thought it's okay to leave it the way it is, is he going to burn?
No.
He will not burn.
We still don't want him to be over it, though.
Hold on. He will not burn.
It's not even an Avera, he says.
Okay, we're going to get to that. It's not Nachshav and Avera. It's not Nachshav and Avera. We'll get to that. If a person is over a Durabanan, if you're over a Duraisa B'Shoigig, you have to bring a carbon. You did an Avera by accident. But if you're over a Durabanan B'Shoigig, no. You have to know what the svara of the Nesivus is. What's the pshat in that? Beis Hashem, hopefully it's late, so we're going to have to continue tomorrow. Beis Hashem, we have to finish this and start the next sugi. We got to get moving, our boys. We want to see sukkah. There's a lot here. But if he's there, we understand. Very gishmak. You're not chayish because Lamaisa is not going to get punished. So at Kama is not going to get punished. I have a choice. I could say it in a refined way. And maybe he'll make a mistake, but he won't get punished for it. He's not even over an Avera. It's not an Avera. He didn't do what we wanted him to do, but it's not an Avera. So refined speech is very important. Is it as important as a person doing an Avera? No. And if a person's going to do an Avera, we're going to have to say it the way it is. But by a Shaykh, by Durabanan, an accident, Nishkan Avera. What's the svara behind that? The lumdus behind that? Mr. Shambolino, we'll continue with that. We're starting the Gemara, the next Gemara, hopefully. So.